Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Memory of Ram Goldar and here Maseches Kedushin Daf Test. The first parak Ka'isha Niknes. The Zikud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa teaches how Kedushin is performed with a shtar. Kosevo on Yar o Acheres. If you wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, off of Bishem Boshev Apruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, Bitcha Mukudeshesli, your daughter is married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, it's effective. Rabbi Zera Bar Mama has said this shtar is not like a document of sale. Hasam Mocher Kosevlo Sadi Mochurucha, for there the seller writes, my field is hereby sold to you. Hachabal Kosev, Bitcha Mukudeshesli, yet here it's the husband, the one acquiring, who writes, your daughter is married to me. Rav initially answers that regarding sales, the Pasuk writes, Umachar Mechuzaso, and he shall sell of his heritage, describing the sale as performed by the seller. Whereas with Kedushin, the Torah writes, Ki Yikach Ish, when a man shall take, describing as performed by the husband. When this answer is challenged, he instead answers, Hilchos Aninu V'Asmechinu V'Rabbanan Akrai. They are Halachu Moshe Misina, and the rabbis supported them with Psukim. Alternatively, he quotes a pasuk, the Ekach HaSefer HaMikna, and I took the bill of sale, demonstrating that the seller gives a document to the buyer. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish asks, Shtar Erisin Shksav Shalo Shema Malu, Shtar of Kedushin, written not for her sake, what is its status? Should it be compared to a get, which requires Lashma, or to Kedushin of money, which does not need to be created Lashma? He concluded that the hekesh between Kedushin and divorce dictates that we compare the two documents and it must be written Lashma. Another case is discussed. Ksav Lashma Bishlom Adaita. He wrote a Lashma, but without her knowledge. Rava and Ravina say Kedushin with such a shtar is valid, and Rapapa and Rav Sharavia say it's not. Rapapa explains that both opinions are based on the hekesh between get and kedushin. The first opinion holds ma yitzig l'shma shlo medaita, just as a get is valid if written l'shma, albeit without her knowledge, af havaya nami l'shma v'shlo medaita, so too a shtar of kedushin is valid if written l'shma and without her knowledge. The second opinion holds ma yitzig b'inan das makna, just as a get requires the knowledge of the giver, meaning the divorcing husband, af havaya b'inan das makna, so too a shtar of kedushin requires the knowledge of the giver, in this case, the woman. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rabbi Aval quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshaning a pasuk, Bu'ulas Baal, a woman who had relations with a man, Malam Mishinasa Baal Yide Be'ila. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. He was challenged, Ka'ura Zo Shoshana Rabbi, is it ugly to you this drasha which Rabbi taught? U'ba'Allah, and he shall have relations with her. Malam Mishinikness Babia. This teaches that she's acquired with relations. Rabbi Avo answered that this pasuk is insufficient, for one might think the Kedushin is not effective Adam Makadish Vahadu Be'il, until he's Makadish with money and then has relations, since the pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha U'ba'Allah, but neither affects Kedushin on its own. The first pasuk makes clear that relations alone affect Kedushin. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brisa teaches how Kedushin is performed with the shtar. Kosevo on Yar o Acheres. If you wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, off of Bishem Boshev Apruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, Bitcha Mukudeshesli, your daughter is married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, it's effective. Rabbi Zera Bar Mama has said this shtar is not like a document of sale. Hasam Mocher Kosevlo Sadi Mechurucha, for there the seller writes, my field is hereby sold to you. Hachabal Kosev, Bitcha Mukudeshesli, yet here it's the husband, the one acquiring, who writes, your daughter is married to me. Rav initially answers that regarding sales, the pasuk writes, Umachar Mechuzaso, and he shall sell of his heritage, describing the sale as performed by the seller. Whereas with Kedushin, the Torah writes, Ki Yikach Ish, when a man shall take, describing as performed by the husband. When this answer is challenged, he instead answers, Hilchos Aninu V'Asmechinu V'Rabbanan Akrai. They are Halachu Moshe Misina, and the rabbis supported them with psukim. Alternatively, he quotes a pasuk, the Ekach HaSefer HaMikna, and I took the bill of sale, demonstrating that the seller gives a document to the buyer. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon Lakish asks, Shtar Erisin Shksav Shalo Shema Malu, Shtar of Kedushin, written not for her sake, what is its status? Should it be compared to a get, which requires Lashma, or to Kedushin of money, which does not need to be created Lashma? He concluded that the hekesh between Kedushin and divorce dictates that we compare the two documents and it must be written Lashma. Another case is discussed. Ksav Lashma Vishlom Adaita. He wrote a Lashma, but without her knowledge. Rava and Ravina say Kedushin with such a shtar is valid, and Rapapa and Rav Sharavia say it's not. Rapapa explains that both opinions are based on the hekesh between get and kedushin. The first opinion holds ma yitzig l'shma shlo medaita, just as a get is valid if written l'shma, albeit without her knowledge, af havaya nami l'shma v'shlo medaita, so too a shtar of kedushin is valid if written l'shma and without her knowledge. The second opinion holds ma yitzig b'inan das makna, just as a get requires the knowledge of the giver, meaning the divorcing husband, af havaya b'inan das makna, so too a shtar of kedushin requires the knowledge of the giver, in this case, the woman. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rabbi Abal quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshaning a pasuk, Bu'ulas Baal, a woman who had relations with a man, Malam Shinasa Labal Yidei Be'ila. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. He was challenged, Ka'ura Zo Shoshana Rabbi, is it ugly to you this drasha, which Rabbi taught? U'ba'Allah, and he shall have relations with her. Malam Shinikas Babia. This teaches that she's acquired with relations. Rabbi Abo answered that this pasuk is insufficient, for one might think that Kedushin is not effective Adam Makadish Vahadu Be'il, until he's Makadish with money and then has relations, since the pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish, Isha, U'ba'Allah, but neither affects Kedushin on its own. The first pasuk makes clear that relations alone affect Kedushin. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Tes, and our standard sin is a teapot, because teapot starts with a T sound, and a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The potter who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's Mukadesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, bulas baal. Once again, slow motion. The potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard. Teapot? That must be one daf tes. The potter who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukadesh is to me, which reminds us, a brisa teaches how kedushin is performed with a shtar. Kasavu ha-niyar o acheres, if he wrote for the girl's father on a paper or on a pottery shard, afo pishen bo shava pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta, bitcha mukadeshesli, your daughter's married to me, or another declaration of kedushin, it's effective. This is in contrast to a document of sale, where it's a seller who writes the shtar. So, the potter who was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake, worthless diamonds, that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, which reminds us, we learn from the hekush of Gittin to Kedushin that the shtar Kedushin must also be written, lishma. There's machlokes if it must be given with her consent. So the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, bulas baal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source that relations can affect Kedushin. Rabbi Avoh quoted Rabbi Yochanan as darshaning a pasuk, bulas baal, a woman who had relations with a man. This teaches that he becomes her husband through relations. So once again, the potter was distraught when the girl's father gave him back the broken teapot shard, studded with fake worthless diamonds that the potter inscribed with the words, your daughter's mukudesh is to me, and was told it wasn't good because it was written, lo lishma, and without her consent, didn't bother to show the father the other teapot he had just finished, painted with the words, bulas baal. All right, so now it's time for four blabah chazar. Daf hay, so the similar daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The man searching through the haystack, haystack, that must be more on daf hay. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source, that a shtar can affect Kedushin, and why money cannot affect divorce, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin. After a kal v'chomer from money is rejected, it is learned from a hekesh, v'yatzav ha'isa, she shall leave, and she will become married. Makish avay yitzia, it compares being, Kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Ma yitzia b'shtar af havay nami b'shtar. Just as leaving is achieved with a document, so too being can be achieved with a document. The Gemara asks that the same hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect Kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abaye and Rava give two different answers. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a kal v'chomer, which reminds us. Rav Huna says that a chuppah can affect Kedushin based on a kal v'chomer for money. Ma kesef she'eino gomer, kona, money which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin yet can acquire for Kedushin. Chuppah shokomeres eino din shetikne chuppah, which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for Kedushin. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a kal v'chomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat, Mukadeshusli, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Ketzeb Kesev, how is Kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and Kesev, Oshava Kesev, if he gave her money or items worth money, Amrala, Hariyat, Mukadeshusli, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, she's married, Avalhishan Nasna, but if she gave him money and said, Harini Mukadeshusli, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Dav Vav, so the similar Dav Vav is a sword, so here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kiddushin without explaining. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kiddushin, and then he gave her a get or kiddushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, Dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage take effect. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sarach Lafarsh, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they were dealing with this subject when the kiddushin or get was given. So the sword collector was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be mekadesh her with the benefit of a loan extension, which reminds us, Abai says, a mekadesh b'milva ein mekadesh, one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin, she's not married because he didn't give her anything now. But if he attempts to marry with the benefit of a loan, she's married. The case is, we extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry her with the benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. So the sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wise to do mekadesh with the benefit of a loan extension when he saw a matana manasalaxir sign which indicated giving the sword on condition she give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with chalifin, which reminds, the Gemara explains that matana manasalaxir shma matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift and works in the case of a sale, pidyon haben, and truma. In all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction. The one case where it doesn't work is with a woman's kedushin, lefisha ein isha niknes bechalifin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. Dav zayin. So the simur dav zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun, Gan, that must be more in Dav Zion, Kli Zion. The woman who approached the armed guard with a diamond-studded machine gun to be mekadesher by giving the money to another man, which reminds us, Rav said that if a woman says, Ten manu l'poni v'kadeshelcha, give a money to mechoni, and I'll thereby become married to you, mekadeshes midin arif, she's married based on the principle of a guarantor. Just as with the guarantor, even though no benefit came to him, meaning he didn't receive the loan money, kamishabat nafshe, he still obligates himself to pay if the borrower defaults, the woman too becomes married despite the money be given to a different party. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be mekadesh her by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, which reminds us, Rav said that if a man says, he's gajli l'chetzi mekadesh has become married to half of me, she's married, but if he said half of you should become married to me, she's not married at all. After Abai challenged him, Rav explained the distinction. There, in the second case, a woman is ineligible to marry two men, and kedushin allowing her to are invalid. But is a man not fit to marry two women? He is. When he said she should marry half of him, he simply meant he can marry another woman, if he wishes. So the woman who approached the armed guard with the diamond-studded machine gun to be mekadesh by giving the money to another man was taken by surprise when he said, become married to half of me, since he had in mind to marry another woman, and was mekadesh with a silk with an image of a gun on it he claimed was worth 50 zuz, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a case where a man is mekadesh a woman with a silk that he says is worth 50 zuz, and in truth it is, but it wasn't appraised. Rabbah holds that since you received the correct value, the kedushin is valid, but Rav Yosef holds, since a woman is not an expert in appraisal, she's not certain that it's worth what he says and doesn't wholeheartedly agree to the marriage. Dav Ches, so the simur Dav Ches is a challah, so here goes. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond-studded challah, that must be on Dav Ches. The baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, which reminds us, if one said, Egel zeh b'chamish slime l'pinyon b'ni, accept this calf as 5 slime for the redemption of my firstborn son, he's redeemed. Rav Yosef assumes that the calf must be worth 5 slime, for otherwise the pinyon couldn't be valid. The Gemara explains that the calf is actually worth less than 5 slime. Still, the pinyon is valid since it's where the kohen accepted it on himself as if it were worth 5 slime. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with amana by only giving her a dinar, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, if one says, he's kajkli b'mana, but nasal a dinar, be married to me with amana, and he only gave her a dinar, arzo mekadeshes v'yashlim, she's married immediately, and he must complete the payment later. Since he offered amana and only gave a dinar, kemanda amrla amanastami, it's like he said to her she should be married immediately on condition he gives her a mana. So the baker who asked the kohen to accept the 5 sela diamond-studded challah as pigeon for his son, even though it was only worth 3, watched his apprentice be mekadesh a woman with a mana by only giving her a dinar. after she told him that giving her his baking set as a mashkon simply won't do, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rav Nachman, if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon, collateral for it, she's not married. Mana inkan, mashkon inkan. There's no money here given to her, and there's no collateral here given to her to keep. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which definitely when the Rebbe Elazar said, if one says, be married to me with a mana, and he only gave the woman a dinar, she's married immediately and he must complete the payment later. That's on daf? Ches. Good number two. Which definitely when the source for shtar for condition is mehekesh of a yatz v'haisa, and why money cannot affect divorce. That's on daf? Hey. Good number three. Which definitely when a man can say, become mekudeshes to half of me, but not say to the woman, half of you should be mekudeshes to me. That's on daf? Zion. Good number four. Which something on how a shtar of kedushin is written, how it differs from a document of sale. That's on daf. Test. Good number five. Which something on that a matana almanas lachzir does not work with kedushin since it's a form of chalipin. That's on daf. Vav. Good number six. Which something of a case where one gave goods worth less than five salayim for opinion of Ben. That's on daf. Ches. Good number seven. Which something on a shtar of kedusha must be written l'shma, and it's a machokas if it must be given with her consent. That's on daf. Test. Good number eight. Which something on the source that a father receives his daughter's kedusha money. That's on daf. Gimel. Good number nine. Which something on Rabbi Yavo learns that the source that bia affects kedusha is from the pasuk bu'os ba'al. That's on daf. Test. Good. And number 10, which something when if someone says, be married to me with a mana, and he gave her a mashkon for it, she's not married because mana inkan, mashkon inkan. That's on daf. Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.